For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. The Missouri House passed a roughly $34 billion budget yesterday for the next fiscal year that begins on July 1st. Jacqueline Driscoll says that's $164 million less than this year's budget.
The plan reflects the plummeting tax revenue due to the spread of coronavirus throughout the state and the country. Currently, tax revenue in Missouri is down an estimated $400 million compared to the spring of 2019. Despite the decreased spending, House Budget Chair Cody Smith, a Republican from Neosho, said the plan prioritizes the education formula.
It's important to note that the foundation formula is currently fully funded in this bill, and some of the cuts that we've had to make were mostly related to new decision items.
House Democrats argue the plan is unbalanced, which will require them to return later in the year to fix it. The plan has no tax hikes and now heads to the Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
State officials have reported over 214,000 unemployment claims related to COVID-19, a total so far in this month alone that exceeds the claims made in 2019. As many businesses prepare to reopen Monday, the Columbia, Missourian reports those with diminished hours once they return to work could still file for some unemployment benefits. The state is ready to begin returning to normal operations at Missouri parks. The Columbia, Missourian reports state parks restaurants, shops, marinas, and hotel-style lodging will be reopening gradually from Monday to May 15th, with parks that had previously been completely closed reopening for day use starting May 11th. Overnight camping, pools, tours, beaches, and other activities that don't allow for social distancing are still suspended until May 18th. Boone County will receive $21.2 million from the Federal CARES Act sent to Missouri. State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick said the state is slotted to receive $2.83 billion from the CARES Act. He said approximately 25% will be sent directly to local governments. Fitzpatrick said the amount each county will receive was decided based on population from 2019, and the money will be focused toward education, public health, government workforce, and small business recovery. Child care providers across the state have closed their doors in response to the pandemic. Some may be unable to reopen when the virus has run its course. 47% of child care programs in the state have shut down. Boone County has seen a 40% drop. In an industry where workers largely operate paycheck to paycheck, months of closures may force providers out of the business entirely. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.